We learned in 1957 in animals that we could prevent and cure adult onset diabetes with two trace minerals, chromium and vanadium. In 1985, the medical school at the University of Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada, came out and said that trace mineral vanadium alone could replace insulin in adult onset diabetics. Science Diet dog food has 40 minerals in it. Always has chromium, vanadium, lithium, and selenium. Ralston Purina laboratory rat pellets has 28 minerals, always contains chromium, vanadium, lithium, and selenium. I'll give anybody in this room a crisp new $100 bill if you can find me a human infant formula off the shelf of a grocery store that has more than 12 minerals in it. None of them contain chromium, vanadium, or lithium. Only one, prosoybean Infamil, I believe, has 12 because they put in the selenium. The rest of them don't. They have 11, 10, 9, or 8 minerals. Our dogs get 40 minerals, our rats get 28, and our kids get 12 or less. You don't have to be a research scientist to realize why our kids are now getting all these horrible diseases that used to occur in people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. All these diseases that doctors are wondering, is this genetic? These kids shouldn't have this till they're 60. Well, that's because they couldn't get it out of their little can of stuff. If it's not in the can, they don't get it. Again, we need nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, 3 essential fatty acids. And fortunately, over the thousands of years that human beings have been around, we haven't had to think much about this because our food plants, our grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts take carbon dioxide out of the air and manufacture long carbon chains, many of which are vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. And this is where this medical caca came from, that you can get everything you need from your four food groups, because they say, well, plants, grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts can manufacture vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. But we've tried this experiment for 200 years. Americans have eaten better than anybody else in the world. We've had the best quality food in the world over anybody else. And yet, we only live to be 75.5. We don't set any health or longevity records. So if you want to live to be over 100, can't get it from eating your four food groups. You can live to be 75.5. You may live 10 years older, 10 years younger, but on the average, 75.5. So if you want to live to be over 100, you do have to supplement with vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids. There's three types of minerals that you have to concern yourself with. First of all, there's metallic minerals. These are things like oyster shell, eggshell, limestone, coral calcium, seabed minerals, clays of various types. Tums is a popular one with doctors. Lactates, gluconates, citrates, oxides, sulfates, carbonates. These are nothing but ground-up rocks. We're not designed to eat ground-up rocks. Nobody can show you where humans or animals are designed to eat ground-up rocks. We're designed to get our minerals by eating plants, grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts. And as a result, plant-derived minerals are absorbable, more absorbable than chelated, more absorbable than the elemental or metallic minerals. Plant-derived minerals are liquid. They're very small particle size. They're 7,000 times smaller than a red blood cell. This is the way they're stored in your cells and are moved around in plant vascular systems and human vascular systems in the liquid plant-derived form. They're negatively charged. I don't know all of the physics and the chemistry. It's one of the basic features of a colloidal mineral that's negatively charged. These three factors together give you absorbability. Now, the way it's supposed to be is our food plants, our grains, vegetables, fruits, and nuts take the elemental or metallic minerals out of the soil, convert them to minerals for their own use, for their own metabolism and biochemistry, and then animals and people eat these plants that are enriched with minerals. That's how we're designed to get our minerals. Unfortunately, we have several problems here. For 100 years, we've used a simple fertilizer known as NPK. We put in 3 nutrients into the soil when we need 60 minerals. We put those 3 nutrients in the soil for maximum yields per ton and bushel per acre. Then, of course, we have to understand that plants cannot manufacture minerals. If they're not in the soil, they're not in the plants. Plants only have minerals in them if they're in the soil. Plants cannot manufacture minerals. Over 90 years, at least, we've been deficient in our soils in America, and as a result, our food is deficient, and as a result, the crops, the grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts that are grown there are minerally deficient, and as a result, the animals and people who eat these minerally deficient crops get mineral deficiency diseases, and the only way to prevent and cure them is with mineral supplements.